Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Happy Friday, everybody. The latest with our Falcons is Michael Penix did practice. He was still limited somewhat, but he was seen throwing. The news that Mark Raimondi gave us from ESPN today was that Kirk Cousins, later in the week, played and certainly got more and more snaps in regards to his preparation for this weekend. What does that mean? We don't know. I think it's going to be a game-time decision, Mike, and I think Sunday we'll wake up and find out what coach is thinking and where this thing is at. But Penix is not – he's not throwing and not able to play. It's just – you have to make a decision as an organization, Mike. Is it in his best interest? Is it in your best interest?
Well, I mean, a guy that, you know, part of the pre-draft analysis of Penix was some teams a little worried about the history of knee surgeries and issues with the knee. Of course, Mike doesn't want to hear that, and he kind of brushed that off when asked about it this week. But it is a knee, and you got a viable backup, but it also brings a little baggage into the equation, brings a little drama, potentially, as Mark Raimondi signed off on. I heard Steak talking about it today on the Steakhouse. Carl and Mike are right. It's you have a quarterback controversy. So, but it's certainly in the eye of the beholder, because I put the video up that Dear Orlando Ledbetter initially had, and some guys go, he looks fine. Other guys, he don't look right. And we've seen that on Day-Day. You see that on the text line? Guy's like, oh, man, he looks gimpy as hell, man. So it's really all in the eye of the beholder.
Gimpy?
He's just throwing it to, I think it was Kadarrell Hodge, you know, one-on-one without anybody in his face because it's practice, you know. But anyway, everyone's got a take on it. I just want to see them run the football. But if there is an inkling that he's not close to 100% and it's a knee that he's had issues with, just put Cousins in. And roll with it, and let's get on with our lives. And because we said, then hopefully you've created a strong enough culture that there's no problem. Kirk has not created any distractions. All the things you and I worried about this offseason never happened. And we had a chance to talk to Kirk, as I mentioned to you yesterday, off air, and he's cool with it. Let's go. I mean, you do have a $45 million insurance policy that you can cash in right now. I mean, if anything else, it's the perfect opportunity to validate. You know, not trying to move him in the offseason.
Yeah. Look, at the end of the day, when Sunday 4 o'clock rolls around, 4:30, all I care about is a dub. And if it means Mike's got to sit this week because it's in the best interest of the team and he gives us, you know, Kirk gives us the best chance to win, so be it. Guys, we got to ultimately reach the goal of getting to the playoffs. That's what this is about. And I think for me, this is where I sit, and maybe I don't know where you guys are. Michael's going to have plenty of time and plenty of opportunities to show how great he can be. But there are going to be times like this where, dude, you might want to rest. And we need to go out and get a win. And if we roll you out there, and God forbid, something else happens.
Right, right.
That's the other part that you have to weigh. This isn't an NFL game.
Right.
You guys, the Miami Dolphins aren't going to go, man, you know what? Penix is kind of banged up, man. Let's take it easy on him.
Pull up on
him. They're not thinking that way. So you've got to make sure that sometimes you think for the player, even though Mike wants to play, I'm sure he does. And if he does, Michael, we expect you to be 100%. We don't expect you to throw incomplete passes because your knee's bothering you or the back of your knee or whatever this thing is that happened. So I just want 4:30 Sunday afternoon. I just want to be talking about a win, Mike, and I don't care how it looks because this game has me on edge because I just know the Dolphins are waiting for a moment to pounce. They've not been able to execute enough to do that this season. They can't do it at Mercedes-Benz on Sunday.
Right, and that's one of the things that, you know, as we said, we are, of course, the living exception to all the NFL rules because Dan Quinn lost five games in a row. Normally doesn't happen. You know, unless you've had, you know, a year like, you know, when Mike Vick goes in the Hooskow, right? I mean, but the Dolphins, to your point, this would be their fourth loss in a row. Losing to the Panthers, scoring 24, losing to the Chargers, scoring 27, and then basically getting humiliated by the Browns, which, you know, this gets back to look at the man in the mirror. You know, where's your pride, Willie? I don't know what's going on with Miami. The owner seems like an absentee landlord. The coach seems like a good offensive mind, but maybe not a leader of men. You got a quarterback throwing his own teammates under the bus. This is a scary game for all of those reasons. It shouldn't be.
No, you're right.
They should be dead in the water. And they are dead in the water in the run game. Those numbers, a couple guys looked up and go, Mike, what do you think, I'm making this stuff up? No, I just put it out there on social media. And by the way, guys, you can look this stuff up yourself, okay? Google team defense, rushing, you know, or rushing numbers. You'll find the stats. The Dolphins are the worst team at stopping the run in the league. So let's go to get after it. Bijan, left, right, up the middle. And then, as we mentioned, Algier is banged up. So we've got another guy named Nathan Carter who looked good in preseason. That'd be the backup.
All right. More on this coming up. We got to talk some college football, though. Dogs bye week. They'll prepare for Florida and are preparing as we speak. But we got to talk about something that we all thought was a little fishy, and the SEC has done something about it.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the Dogs.
Now, Mike, you said you want full transparency
right
when it comes to the officiating. You want to be able to be and hear on the microphone and the headset what's going on like they do in the ACC. The SEC is yet to do that, but if you did not hear, they did suspend the referee, the head official, Ken Williamson, for the remainder of the season in wake of his crew's performance in the Georgia-Auburn game.
Now, according to The Athletic, he did tell the SEC, or at least friends that got back, that he was planning on retiring at the end of the season. And look, there's older refs that do a great job, and there's some older refs that look like they're older refs that shouldn't be on the field. We've seen it in the NFL. You know, there's guys that look like they've kind of gotten past their prime, you know? And if you can't, you know, be, first off, the physical, you know, let's be honest, you need to be in great shape.
That's
you got
right.
to be able to run with some of these guys. Okay, more so, you know, the back judge line, you know, the lineman. I get it. But you've got a guy that was completely out of his element, looked like he'd never reffed a game before, and the aesthetic, the actual broadcast was unwatchable because this, like, Keystone Cops Three Stooges thing that was going on. And I would love to have it. You mentioned it. The ACC guys, you know, guys who watch the ACC, you see it. When they go to replay, you get the definitive play. You get to hear what's going on, looking at the angle. Who would not have wanted to hear? Because maybe the SEC sounds like a bunch of nitwits. Maybe it sounds about as disorganized as something that would take as long as it took on a huge call. I know they want to get it right. But to me, the naked eye, by the first 45 seconds, I've seen it. He didn't have control of the football breaking the plane. Then you've got the other aspect of it where Kirby claims that he was simply saying they cannot clap because that's illegal. But that didn't pass the eye test either, which is kind of just piling on, which looked like a lot of incompetence from that crew, which is already on record. Day-Day brought this up on our podcast, that they've also blown a lot of games with this crew over the years.
Yeah.
And they've misinterpreted things. I think it was the same guys to the Auburn, Oklahoma, when you had the Oklahoma sneak play, when they sneak on the field. Anyway, crew that doesn't really have it dialed in. Time to go.
Should there be more of this, though? We talk about accountability. This is the first time, Mike, in a very long time where we said, hey, the league's showing some accountability here. Most cases, they tell us they've reviewed it. The media doesn't get a chance to talk to these officials.
By the way, I want to correct something. Williamson was not involved, but that was another element where the SEC looks like they don't know what they're doing. The trick play that was illegal where they got the touchdown, Oklahoma for Auburn. Back to you.
No, I got you. Because we want to put him in his right. Light.
I don't want to give him credit for something he didn't screw up.
Right. But he did screw this up, and he was the lead official. It almost felt like, too, and this should never be the case, like I should never watch a game and the officials don't know what the rule is. That is the other part about this. Like, that's your job, and I don't care how thick the rule book is, and this is why coaches on the field before games, guys, you see them talking to the officials, you ever wonder? They're telling them, hey, we might run this. Hey, I might have an ineligible guy that on the other side of a position or a particular formation. They're letting the officials know, maybe before the game, these are some of the things we might be thinking about. You can do those things, but sometimes I feel like, Mike, in these situations, it's like, do they know what's going on? Do they know right. the rules here? Either way, I thought it was the right decision by the SEC to suspend this particular official. I just want more accountability. That's all I want.
Williamson's also known for having trouble figuring out which way to face calling penalties. Also, in overtime, Carl positioned the team in the wrong spot.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
there's just that. Basic stuff. And this goes, but you can Google them. You can see mistakes going back to 2014. So that's when we get same thing we say about the NFL. Accountability. There was an article yesterday in Sporting News that the NFL is going to use AI to help improve officiating. How about make the officials full-time? You know, and have them literally watch tape 24/7 and have a camp and have an age limit, okay? They got a great pension plan. They got a great per diem. Who says you got to be in your 60s as an NFL ref?
No, you don't. You don't. All right, let me ask you about Georgia Tech, because this is one that we're paying attention to. Again, the Dogs are off. They'll play Florida next week, and we'll be all over that. It will have a different feel simply because the Florida Gators are going to have a new interim head coach. But we got plenty of time to talk about that. Let's talk about number 7, Georgia Tech, hosting Syracuse, what it's going to take, Mike, to pick up another win. We're not talking about the spread. And by the way, look, they're getting a lot of love at home. Everybody now all of a sudden is starting to believe Georgia Tech's a really good football team, which I think most of us have been saying all season. You're going to have moments where you have lapses. That happened for them on the road. They were able to still win. This is that winning ugly thing we've been talking about with the Falcons, where we can't find a way to win these ugly games. Georgia Tech has. They're undefeated. Syracuse, Mike, 3-4, 1-3 in the conference. But they can play spoiler here, not only improve their record, but more importantly, you know, you're talking about potentially going 8-0. It would be the first 8-win season or 8-0 season since, 2016? And the 6th 8-0 start in program history if they're able to win on Saturday.
Syracuse has had some really bad outings. After beating Clemson and the emotions of Fran Brown, they lost to Duke 38-3, got beat bad by SMU 31-18, and then Pitt got them 30-13. So the same logic we were talking about Miami. Are they due? No. Their offense is dysfunctional. Quarterback play is bad. Too many turnovers. I think last year, and we spent a lot of time this week talking about how Fran is a master motivator and really turned this into Tech thinks they could come here and out-physical us. We're not going to let them do that. So that became a big rallying cry, and they had a big emotional win up there in Syracuse last year. I didn't want to touch it because I still think the number's a bit big, but I still think Georgia Tech is going to win this by 10 or more. We didn't jump on it.
No, and I feel good about it too. Look, I think it was Day who said we need more Jamal Haynes, right? He's got to be more prevalent in this offense. This rushing attack should be two-headed. You got Hosley, you got Jamal. These guys, there should be more to it. But I'm not going to sit here and criticize what Brent Key and his staff have been able to do, because it's been pretty damn good. And whatever's working continues to work. But I feel you're the same way, Mike. I think Georgia Tech's going to handle business. I do think it'll be a double-digit victory for them. And we said this. Guys, they play well at home. This is homecoming, by the way. So Brent Key said, look, homecoming's for the fans, but don't get it twisted. You don't want to lose at homecoming either. So they play well at home. They've established a home field advantage. I think Georgia Tech will handle business this weekend.
Basically, Syracuse is kind of a one-trick pony. It kind of looks like old football, like in the 70s, where the quarterback couldn't throw to save his life. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, you run the football and just – oh, I mean, like a Paul Johnson offense. Oh, I'm sorry. I said that. But no, as far as this week, inconsistent quarterback play. Ricky Collins is the guy that's in there. They've gone through multiple quarterbacks because of injury, and this guy just looks like a dude who's learning how to play the position at the college level.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So it should be Haynes. Now, you and I keep saying somebody's going to make Haynes King have to throw it. Haynes King had to throw it over 250 yards in the losing effort at Syracuse last year. I don't think that's true. But then Syracuse put a lot of guys in the league and guys graduated off that defense.
How good's Virginia, by the way? I only ask that because atop the ACC right now, it's Tech and Virginia. Virginia's 6-1 overall. They're 3-0 in conference. SMU, don't sleep on them. They're 3-0 in conference. Georgia Tech is 4-0. They could go to 5-0 with a win against Syracuse, obviously, on Saturday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.